the process that you described. But just for information, myself and Member Mokhlongo, what we did was we actually wrote down the points that we would like to make. And look, it's a bit of a mouthful. So if you have to read it in one stretch, then it will take a while, but it will, at the same time, it will probably avoid repeat conversation as well. You know, because it's all in one strip, one set that we wrote it out. So it's entirely up to you. I'm going to have to leave, as I indicated earlier, but what we can do is read it and, from our side. So it depends how you want to do it. Look, I haven't picked up any particular or serious problem with the spelling there, but it's just that past experience has shown that, you know, we end up spending valuable time on correcting language that can be done through a simple spell check afterwards. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, I would suggest that we focus on the substantive issues, and the spelling and the language correction can be done afterwards by the people employed for that purpose.
Thank you. including the commission as part of broken form, not as part of broken form. It better continues to read that it addresses the Ingonyama Trust for plan and budget allocation. Thirdly, to avoid the duplication of each documents a summary of key conclusions. What's the proposal? Any proposal on page 2? Let's move to page 3. Any comments to members on page 3? Page 4, while we're reading the report, I think members will need to know that at the end we have to come up with some recommendations based on the content of the report, what the things that we're recommending out of the findings. Because the report has contained the findings and also the recommendation of the committee that we need to track whether those recommendations are being implemented or not. Because we can't keep on recommending and recommending forever. Page 4, the report. There's no comment. Can we proceed to page 4? 5, sorry. Another picture.
Budget allocation. I think the second paragraph, the OG end of the first line, I think the decline in the real should be real terms.
Also, on the same page 6, the figures there, because when looking on page 7, it's 9455.3. But the figures there on table 1, paragraph 1, is 9.4555 instead of 5. And also the second paragraph, the first line again, 9.4555. Second paragraph. The first paragraph, line 2. The first paragraph, the second paragraph, line 1. The same figure. Then a decline in real terms. Then line number 3, when looking at page 7, the figure there is 9459.7, but here it's 9 And the other one, which I've noticed, is the issue of slide 1, 2, 3, 4. The sixth line from the bottom of the second paragraph. Although the program takes almost 80% of the entire budget, the committee expressed concern over the reprioritization of funds, about 2.4 billion and 2.1 billion from restitution and land reform respectively, to be used and transferred to households in the rural development programs. Whilst it welcomed that this shifting of funds then decreases spending, there's no linkage between that sentence and decreases spending on consultants. I think there's something missing. Why we welcome the shifting of funds, I think it must be done within the process. This decreased spending, it must be a different sentence, because there's no alignment between shifting of funds and decreasing spending on. I think it must be just a separate paragraph. Welcome that this shifting of funds, but there's something missing. What happened to the shifting of funds? Can we, but Honorable Madam?
If I may, the two sentences are actually contradictory. On the one hand, it says the committee expresses concern about the actual shifting of funds from one vote to the other. So these two sentences, not only the one, the two different ideas in the same sentence, whilst it's welcome. This shifting of funds. This is saying our concern is there's no concern. Whilst we welcome the shifting, the previous sentence says there is a concern with the shifting of funds. That is the one thing. But the other two ideas, the one idea is that we are welcoming the shifting of funds, but more importantly, we are also welcoming the decrease in spending. And it's spending on consultants. I know those are a real thing, you know, that we express our support for. But the point I'm trying to make is that this one sentence, the two ideas is contradictory.
I think we are shifting of funds. PFMA allows the shifting of funds. So the department has got the right to shift funds from one program to another, but it must be done within the prescripts of the PFMA, because this is, there's overfirement, you know, shift funds from one program to another. Not, we are saying it must be done within. I think it must also be a recommendation of which why the department allowed to shift funds from one program to another, but it must be done within the prescripts of the PFMA and treasury regulations. So I think we must separate this shifting of funds and the decrease of spending. I think we commend them because they indicated that they are building internal capacity, and also it was one of the concerns that has been raised by treasury. I think the department is attending to that there's overuse of consultants. So if the department is decreasing the use of consultants, I think we're commending them for that and focus on the internal capacity.
I think the way you captured it is fine, because when you say that the observation is right, you just need to rephrase it, because the idea there was about showing that there's increase in terms of use of consultants and the reporter, which the committee welcomed. However, the committee still worries about the shift which happens, particularly for restitution, considering the reporter in the case.
Do you agree on the proposal option? The last paragraph. In similar vein, the committee commended the department for the decrease. For the decrease of spending, the spending, by an average of 17.4% between whatever, due to utilization of fewer transactions and greater reliance on. I think the two sentences must integrate. That paragraph on top then must integrate into that, to the bottom paragraph on the increase of consumption. Do you agree on the trans members? Because it seems that the duplication was separating the two issues. Why is that? Page 7. What I've noted, the last sentence on paragraph 1, administration, I think the department has planned to the 60 numbers on June session. The 60 people that are going to be trained in the June session.
June session, 60.
Yeah. The committee also welcomes the idea of building internal capacity within the department, especially in the skills such as diplomatic profession. So the training of those 60 young people.
The 60 young people, yes.
Yes, the 60 young people that will be trained on geometric.
I think it's along the way the article D.
Come again?
I think we should remove the article D in scaffold rather than in D.
Or D,
delete
the D.
Or
okay. Any comment on page 7? Addition, deletion, margin. Second paragraph on line number 4. This decline has been influenced by the decrease of 58.73% in real terms of budget allocation for office accommodation sub-program when compared to 2013 budget allocation. The decrease will be influenced by the reduction of consultancy in order to cut back the expenditure. There's no linkage to 2013. We're talking about the decrease of the allocation for office accommodation sub-programs. In the second one, we talk about the decrease that is influenced by reduction in consultants. Am I correct? Honorable Matela?
I think the idea that the secretary wanted to communicate here is that the decrease in spending on administration, the cutbacks, are being offset by, in a large extent, by the decrease in spending on consultations and traveling expenses. So it's an exhibit, it's saying this. There is a big cut, but that big cut is made a little bit smaller because of the fact that savings have been made on other areas where spending has been cut back by less utilization of certain services like consultancies. It's trying to modify the idea of this big decrease. You say this is big, but understand there's a decrease elsewhere, and it's a positive thing.
I don't think there should be a link between the two. The reduction in office accommodation was really as a result of that cut that I explained to the committee that was effected by the treasurer due to the general economic outlook in the country. It was not as a result of any savings in our budget. And I would kind of suggest, I don't know if the committee would agree, suggest that you don't highlight this cut in the office accommodation, because we do have pressures in that state of investment. But because the administration budget was cut as a general rule, that is one of the areas where it was cut.
Okay.
I'm saying the highlighting the office accommodation budget is not necessarily wise at this point, because we do have pressures on that budget. The cut happened as a result of a general rule from Treasury that I explained in our last session. So it was not necessarily that we identified savings in certain areas and then said we will cut them.
Observation here, research, I'd say when you compare 2013, there was a decrease.
clearly says that now we as a committee wanted to state it, Ganjala, but now I'm confused because we are giving an official an input on this. I need a clarity. How are we going to do that?
Thank you, Honorable Sharma. You know the existence of the department on this meeting. For them, especially on the figures and whatever, is where we need clarity so that we write an accurate report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that they must influence, you know, our
mm-hmm.
report. That is why a manager was saying they are going to sit down and just look at these decrees. And then they will advise us tomorrow accordingly.
No, Chair, I think you're right in being a comic about time. It's just that perhaps, Chair, it's good if you come after the speaker on the floor so that we don't seem to come after you, Chair. Yeah. Otherwise, Chair, I was just going to say, Honorable Mshongo is spot on. I do not mind the cultures of this institution. That it's like when the department prepares the APP, however supportive we may be, we give them space to do that. And then in the same logic, when the committee prepares its report to the House, I think it's spot on. I cannot see any manner in which we can dispute that point. Therefore, when the committee prepares, then it's a committee thing. Findings, it's like when the auditors work on the department, although it's the same government, when the auditors work on the department, they work with the department, and when the auditors do the management letter, at that point, they are on their own. Then it's like a teacher again and the learners. The teacher can take the learners through, but at the exam room, the learners are on their own, you know. So I think I've done enough check to illustrate the analogy, some actually, some not, but to say, however, Chair, I'm covered by your point that it's not in principle that the department can still engage. That's how maybe Honorable Mshongo, I'm slightly different from you, but I'm very, very close on your principle. That the department may not engage at this stage of providing, but at this stage they can clarify so that we don't misinform the public through our report, because the public document. They can then have courtesy to say, look, like they are doing now, that cut was not really an intended cut. It was effected based on the general cut in budget. I led them to be saying that, so one way or the other, I was lenient towards the department point, but generally, they may not even be there. We write our report and we forward to their political principals so that when the minister debates at the House, he has an idea what the report is all about and debates according to the report. So I don't know if I helped you, but I'm just, I thought that we make the presentation from the comment, because throughout our term, for as long as we sit together, maybe we will be expected to have an understanding of this question. Thanks. So, when we are recording, we need to record it in such a way that
it doesn't sound like, oh, we've realized our mistake, we had more space than we sell to cut the accommodation. I think the CFO is right in alerting us to that. But the ownership of the report is with us. And I'll plead with you, Chairperson, that if any of the people sitting at this site says that we are missing a point somewhere, they need to raise it with us and not raise it with the Chairperson or with the Secretary. Because the danger of not allowing them to speak on issues like this is that we are going to end up with reports that were not discussed by us, but they were interventions by the Chairperson, as team by the Belongo. Thank you so much.
It's a learning curve, but you know, I understand that we must, there are gaps whereby they can assist the department. But I listened attentively to the CFO. He said, remove this based on impact. Now remember, the oversight report, Ubut Yinke or Yinke, our report. Now, I wanted to say this. Irrespective that it will give a glossy picture or whatever picture that you think of. But this is our report. Now there's a confusion between this decree, if it happened or not, and why did it happen? Now he was cautioning us. He's saying, no, it happened based off the allocation or the status quo of Now, I'll edge, maybe I'm still new to that, but I'll edge with there must be balances of separation of powers. I know we tend to say that we must listen to them. I will listen to them, but if you oversight them, the opinion of our researcher, and you are stating clear the law, it's fine. Now, in future, maybe Chair, maybe not as we do oversight, what we must do. The report must, I'm not sure it was as much, but the report, when we table it, the minister will respond that, no, he didn't get it right here. In other words, whatever advice that they want to give us, the minister must come. Maybe on the day of debate, you know, we said 20%, it's not 20%, it's 10%. Just saying if it's there now, debatable, the minister will justify whatever the executive is saying. Now, for them to come here, yes, they can guide us. I do understand.
I don't think that their guidance was changing the content. Because another thing, when you write reports and they are being distributed, whether in the house, you know, then people will start to ask. 15 members, Bangabone with Lendela by Vanilla, is not factual, you know. They don't change the content. We're not going to allow them to drive us to a point where we change the content. But if there are matters where they have to guide us, where we've maybe missed the point, then they have to just indicate to us, no, here, this is what is the situation. Then as the committee will discuss it and agree based on that. But if, you know, we put mistakes here, then the minister must come and correct that, you know, here, what is written here, not what is happening in my department, you know. So that's the guidance on structural issues, not changing any content. You understand the issue of the definition of what? This is our report, it's not the department report. So that is why their participation is minimal. Our participation must be maximum because this is our report. Can you proceed then?
Okay. Generally speaking, Chair, do we propose to report in the present tense or in the past tense? Because I find that we are vacillating between the two sentences, and when it comes to quality of writing something, you need to check on that. Tense, are we in the past tense or are we in the past present tense? So that we correct everything that is in a different sense that we agree we were reporting on. Thank you.
My understanding is that it must be in the past tense, because it's represented on another, on a future date. So it must reflect what we did.
The current budget.
Yeah, although the current budget, but what, you know, when we present it on another,
sentence might as well change the word would. It is hoped that such allocation will, not would, assist. But those are the examples, several that I will give you, where we're vacillating between the two sentences, in which case then we would need to revisit at the end of the day the whole document and go ahead. Maybe that's an administrative process. We don't need to be sitting here for policy to do that. I don't know. Thank you.
I would request, I really value the contributions of the support the personnel, but I request, I do know as a matter of fact that the language and ancestors, whatever that directorate is called, they ultimately, I think this sector is the same thing, they ultimately do the formatting of the work, no matter to what extent they have delegated, but ultimately they that the issue be referred to them for us to be empowered in future. Naturally, I wouldn't say let's get an answer for now, but let's get an, it's a very important one, Honorable Phil Dan. You see, I agree with you on a number of issues. You are the one who's busy. So it's a very, very fundamental issue. So I think answers, number of sentences should give us a guide, because we can't be toing and froing in between the number of sentences and the tenses and all this, and the format.
Yeah.
But they know,
okay.
Yeah, I could cite names of people. They were specialized in this. They would say they are professionals hired for this. They are very, very senior people, practitioners, but I'm open to anything else. But we need an answer about standing, not only for now, for this, but generally.
I think they will look at that, because I think there's a standard procedure that is being used in all the committees. Format the procedure. You are just correcting the
content,
whether the report represents our discussion that we have with the department and the committee. The other things I think supposed that we consider that. Can we proceed to anything of this, Honourable Mother?
While we are still on page 7, the last paragraph. And the last sentence, committee held the view that the building of internal audit capacity within the department also address many concerns raised in the auditor general. What about that attitude? Also asked to address many concerns or the many concerns. Is it correct?
Can I come? Sir? It is actually necessary. We actually need to have that quite practical read. Yeah. What we need to do with the second last word, proceeding, check the spelling there. Shouldn't there be two E's? The very second last word at the bottom. We need the D.
Yeah, proceeding.
Okay, on the
be.
Maybe many.
Address concerns raised by the
auditor. Yeah, not this. I think what we are discussing here must just get the sense of the question whether it does make sense. Because at the end of the day, you need to know the English that we know is that to assist to address the concerns or the concerns raised by the auditor general. The G mainly or the D or the what, does it make any sense? We agree on the assistance, address concerns with
the idea of having the article D is for emphasis into the specific. Otherwise, grammatically, it's fine, isn't it? We do away with it, article B. But you use it in this particular context for emphasis. That's it.
Thank you, Chair. On the, I don't know what it's right, on the second paragraph, on the third line, they said the department is also planning to focus on ensure that implementation of the, I'm not sure about that, on ensure, yeah. I think it says that and ensure that.
On ensuring?
Yeah. Yeah.
That the implementation of
the project is also
ensuring the implementation.
On ensure. I'm not sure about that whole issue.
It should be to ensure.
Should be to ensure.
To ensure.
Yeah.
Or ensure.
That sentence
The Japan has a plan to forecast and ensure all things.
Thank you.
function taking. No, like two observations. No, it gives a typical picture that there is this number of hectares, but budget I exist, or there's an existing budget for it. When you go back to the hectares, plus minus, say it's approximately 2.7 yards, you know? And now, input has a difficult belief to note that I'm thinking of, does the budget exist for that? Now, maybe must come up with the recommendation how to assist here, or how to make sure we keep the imagination that I have, noting what does this number in the budget, does it exist or not? There's a belief that there's this hectares, which is fine. But does the budget exist now? Maybe let me ask that question before I understand this. Do you have budget for this on their proposed budget?
The understanding is that the 2.5 million hectares are the hectares that are under their jurisdiction. So that is where they accommodate people for agricultural purpose, for residential purpose, for commercial purpose. So they don't need budget for the hectare. But it's the land that is under their control that they have to acquire, the land that is under their control that they have to manage.
But remember, when you have the land, you must have a projection. What are you going to get out of these hectares? That's what I'm going to do.
Honorable Matela and Malenda.
Honorable Mashongo, I think the question that I've been put is whether there is a current budget, whether there is funding to manage this, not 2.7, but in their presentation of this morning, it's 2.8. Indeed, they have the fund. They have a current income. They have also a reserve of 108 million rand. So the funds are there. And there's obviously also funds that have been transferred, or earmarked to be transferred from the department to
So, Chair, remember I've asked you a question, why didn't they do projection before? The question that I've asked in the presentation today. And the issue was, no, we are going to the department, but they're not going to do that, irrespective that we have a reserve. Because you are arguing they have a reserve, yes. But they don't see a need for them to budget for that. Now, I'm trying to say they must figure, because that's what I'm saying now, it's imagination, because you don't even plan for that land that you have.
Yeah, I got confused. But I think let's look at it this way: that the hectares that are reflected there is some of, almost all of it. Think about it: has land under the traditional authorities. Some of the land being used for residential purpose. Some of the land being with open fields, which they are also, as I said, leasing out. So, if you say if the question is there budget for these 3 million hectares, approximately, obviously not the entire, And actually, maybe the question is, it's the budget or what? Their mandate, as we see it, is around the administration, it's about ensuring that the lives of the people is improved. The question is, how do they do it? Now, let's look, that's where we need, the committee needs to do a reflection to say the budget that they presented here and what they are proposing in their strategic plan, do they talk to each other? Is there enough money to help the Ingwenyama Transport to say what they have planned for? So obviously, if you have more plans but without funds, that's where the committee needs to record a finding. If the committee is convinced that there is no budget, that's what we need to record. But let's look, we must look at what their plan is and for what. But not, it's not like they need to have a budget for the entire the land use on the entire three million hectares. That's not how the situation is on the ground.
The other thing is that when looking at their reports, in other areas, municipalities are their stakeholders. Government departments are their stakeholders. So if the Department of Education wants land to build a school, it's their responsibility in that traditional authority to consult that the traditional authority can consult them, you know, to just work together to allocate that land to the Department of Education. You know, the integrated approach in working with other departments, human settlement, in building their houses. But to me, those people have got money. Their own revenue, the grant from the department, and also the reserve, the 108 million reserve. But the challenge, I think, was that on their plan, it's not clear, because when looking at the annual performance plan, vis-a-vis what other issues they budgeted for, you know, you find that in the plan, for instance, the issue of the students that they were supporting, what is it, financial support to students from different traditional council, you know. Everything is in though. This time, there's no consistency. They come with a plan, but niggas say, these are the programs for our community upliftment. It's not clear, they're talking of the financial support they're giving to students, but it's not clear on their plan how many students and where are those students, so that you can track, you know. There's one in University of Natal, what is it that they are doing, you know. Then the other thing, what are the projects that they are funding in various communities and also at what cost? So those are the issues, because the aim, the mandate is to develop the communities, you know. They must spend less money on their operation, more money must be spent on community upliftment to change the lives of the poor people in their area of jurisdiction.
Thanks, Chairperson, and again, follow up on that point. With these bazaars, what kind of, what are they financing? If I want to become a fundraiser, can I be funded from the Ingwenyama Trust? What are their focus in terms of areas of funding? It must be related to rural development or to something else that will benefit rural areas, not just to empower people to, you know, to serve themselves. I mean, I don't know about this.
I think that I think it bounces back to the issue of the non-existence of policies. You know, it must be one of the recommendations that they must fast-track the development of those of the 5 policies that they've planned to develop, so that those policies can guide them on what to do, how to. The issue of the cultural events that they are funding. They're just funding. There's no, there are no processes and procedures. You know, traveling, we are in Gaza, by and by. We are following my Gaza, while I watch, but you know, who's over the Uji? Lama requires as a will mean in any man in this region, but they must fast track the development of the policies which will guide them on how to use the funds effectively, so that at the end of the day there's impact on their spending. And also in these agricultural projects that they are funding, community projects, finally when the exit strategy, you can't fund one project for life. You must find that there should be a policy that we are funding this project for a period of 3 years. After 3 years we exit, we find others, then they must be able to sustain themselves, you know. All those things. Because of the non-existence of policies, because if each and every year Jimmy Ikatla and so the fast tracking of those policies will assist them, will guide them on how to do the things right and follow proper procedures, because they will be guided by those policies.
Can you pass around to make a suggestion? Because on this report, if you can see, there are no recommendations. Recommendations will be done after the discussion. I want to suggest that let us deal with the recommendations tomorrow, so that we give the committee, the research section, our support section, to say, given these inputs by the ITP and our discussions, what do you think the recommendations should be? And so that when we make our input, it should be based on what is in the report from the secretary, and then from there we can go into debate with the comments about things that are now. I was suggesting that we leave that back for tomorrow so that we apply our minds to the recommendation. That's my humble suggestion.
We're not not disclosing other input findings and the recommendation. Tomorrow, we'll just look at the Ingonyama Trust because we've received a presentation today. So we didn't have enough time, you know, to go through their report and make some highlights of the findings. I think that is what we need to do tomorrow. We just add where we need to see that we need to add where there are gaps. The findings and the recommendation, that will be it. Then we adopt our report. Do we agree?
I want to be sure that I understand you precisely, correctly when you say we just go into the Ingonyama Trust. Sounds like you are being exclusive of the recommendations with regards to where you are not. Oh, thanks very much. Okay, thanks very much.
Now, the department must be realistic when they put their targets. And the target or the budget must align to the target now and then. Because sometimes the target is high, the budget is high, and then the target is low.
So in other words, the finding is that the targets are not realistic. But the recommendation will be that the spending must be in line with the performance or with the... The spending must be in line with the performance because the performance must not be low, spending be high. So it means that there's a poor planning somewhere. And another proposal...
Vacancy rate. I think we must come up with that now. Target vacancy rate. Either they must be adjusted or amended on the same topic. And then this consultation, it becomes more or less dependent because the usual normal consultation now will. We undermine a high employment rate because we always go outside looking for consultants. Now we must come up with something that knows how to put it in. The department usually go out and it doesn't even assist to adjust or to assist the high level of vacancy. It creates to me, I think it creates like giving external people jobs instead of creating internal jobs inside the department. I wanted us to come up with a recommendation on that. I don't know what you think. what I want to do with internal capacity.
Okay. If I'm being, although I'm not sure if it is a high vacancies.
Consultant. I'm a consultant.
But in La Paz, a good report, don't forget within the report to say we commend them on
yeah.
They are decreasing Ilonema, the use of consultants.
Yeah, but they're still too high.
I think, Ilo, we need to rephrase it in put although I'm not sure of the figure, if they can check us the figure of the vacant funded posts, then that the vacant funded post must, you know, it's one of the funding. The recommendation would, the department must fast track the filling of the funded vacant positions for them to be able to execute their mandate.
I want to indicate that we must recognize the fact that there has been a major decrease in the utilization of consultants. Our recommendation has to take that on board. We can't pretend this if nothing has happened yet. And I think the issue of the need to increase the filling of vacant funded posts must be in line with our overall objective of increasing employment opportunities.
There was an issue of the 700 high turnover. I think it must be related because it affects if the department uses the technical personnel, then it's the operations being affected. Then the other one, I think the reduction, as Honorable Mandela stated, on the use of the consultants is one of our findings, which is really commendable because our findings must not be also deal with the challenges, not highlighting some of the positive, you know, strides. But also the issue of the unqualified report, I think, is one of the improvements, as the AG has indicated, that since the department has developed a policy has developed a plan of building capacity inside the department, it is an improvement with regard to financial performance. Any other finding, then the outstanding ones will be dealt with tomorrow.
Another recommendation then is that the last track, Yeli, which is, there's no clear qualification who qualifies, who benefits for a masculine or beneficiary. Where does it go now? I think there must be a clear criteria used even for the youth, because there's this giga target always not even achieved. Yeah. The plan for the 5,000. They've never even achieved the previous 10. Now I'm trying to say we must come up with a recommendation that will stay to which there must be measurement or criteria used when they give these our young people skills development and other job opportunities of beneficial.
I think that's what is the department
in the department that will assist members to understand how do you, yeah, because I think we have got to the document, you know, how do you recruit the NARSEC people, what is it that you consider, and also to train them. But the only thing it can't appear on the APP, just tell us how many are they going to recruit for training. Then while they're providing reports, you will highlight how many were trained on what, you know. But I think they've got the document which will highlight the guidelines and process.
Just a reference is that what we are doing is just a pilot stop, and that this will be captured. Some of the things don't have to be captured the way it is. There are
think you have indicated that other issues here will just grapple with them as we go on, because there are policies, there are guidelines and whatever, but they can't be contained in this agency and whatever. But you'll request the department as we go on to provide us with those so that we inform ourselves when talking of another thing. What is it, what kind of an animal is that, what is it that is doing, what is it that you want to achieve through that particular program. In the absence of comments, can we ask you that go through the documents, if there's anything, cancel those for people who want to make those proposals, we'll just make those proposals tomorrow. Thank you very much. Can I then declare the meeting? Tomorrow meeting, I'm sorry, tomorrow meeting. Do you agree with 8?
Please.
You know, if we choose disadvantage, this committee.
No change of mind.
Yeah, but we need to be sure of the practical, because we don't want to experience a situation whereby the 3 members, we can lose it.
Yeah.
But we need to be practical and whatever decision we are taking. Because if it's 8 o'clock, it means that some members must be ready to leave in the public with the 6:30.
9 o'clock.
Because the bus here arrives at
8 o'clock.
The 8 o'clock bus, feels that in
there.
There's traffic.
Does make 9 o'clock.
The 7 o'clock
bus. Okay. No, the 7 o'clock bus does make 8 o'clock here. I was wondering yesterday.
When I'm going to be out of the caucus?
Half past 8,
you're ready to catch the 7 o'clock bus then? Tomorrow morning, so that you find an answer. Agreed? Thank you.
You prefer to be woken up by God or by me?
So help us God.